Representatives of USDA are among those participating in 2 days of dialogue between U.S. and Iraqi officials on economic cooperation. That includes agriculture, which, despite years of neglect in Iraq, remains the second leading contributor to its gross national product. The administrator of USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service, Mike Yost, is among the U.S. delegation in Baghdad and says there is still much work to be done to revitalize the agricultural sector.
Really, more what we're doing at USDA is doing capacity building, and we're hoping to work with the Ministry of Agriculture, the provincial reconstruction teams, to show farmers what they need to do to compete in 21st century agriculture, how they need to improve their genetics, their cultural practices. And we're also working on desalting some of the land. The salt level of some of the land is so high that work needs to be done there also.
But Administrator Yost believes, given all that, he expects the Iraqi agricultural sector to see dividends from these connections and training within a 3 to 5 year period. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.